not for the coach either, but in terms of the momentum swings, but it was an inner game.
Handled the first two, we were down by two goals twice. They scored again and handled the
game. Yeah, we're doing a better job with that, and I feel, you know, the bench is a lot better. Now you can feel the confidence kind of coming in when we get down that we can battle back if we stay with things.
We saw everything from Steve Ott that I guess you could possibly want to see tonight, you know, in terms of energy and hits, and maybe even a little bit of bad,
yeah.
Taking the penalty, but then the shootout goal. Just talk a little bit about his game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's since I've been here, he's brought the same thing, so he just brings a lot of energy and, you know, to the team and especially just the grit he plays with, you know, on a consistent basis for us, just provides a lot of energy for our players on the bench, and he can be put out in all situations. So he's been key in face-off situations. He's been key penalty-killing power boy, and then obviously tonight in the shootout. So,
from a hitting standpoint and a competing standpoint, was that one of your better games, do you think, physically?
I think compete, I would say. I mean, I would have to look at the film afterwards, but I felt that, you know, we had good energy all night. So I felt that, you know, we were getting on pucks quick, and our battles were pretty good for a 60-minute span there, 65-minute span. So. So, but you can feel it. You can feel it on the bench and the guys. They were dialed in tonight and had the energy that we needed.
That was your first Leaf Buffalo game in this building. What did you think of the atmosphere and everything?
Yeah, it was exciting in terms of Toronto had quite a few fans here too. So when they scored, and the momentum would switch back and forth. It would go from one side to the other with the fans. But it was an exciting atmosphere, and they got to see a great game.
Steve Ott isn't known as a sniper shootout type of guy. So, what was it? Just the momentum of the game, the way he was playing, that prompted you to tap him on the shoulder for the shootout?
Yeah, I mean, we had been what were we six or seven in there, you know, he's a guy that's been playing well for us and scored a big goal the other night in Montreal, and we do a lot of shootout work in practice, and he does a pretty good job there too. So. We thought he was the guy to go to.
Was it changed with the power play in the last week or so?
What's that?
Was it changed with the power play in the last week or so?
Nothing really. I think we've simplified things, I think, a little more. You know, our entries have been better, and you know, I thought we had more zone time tonight, and we kept things fairly simple in terms of getting the puck out to the point and getting it down to the net. So. I think when you're struggling, if you just simplify things and just do those things, it'll come around.
With Erhoff, it seems like all or nothing. He blows it by the goaltender for a goal. He probably missed the net four times tonight. I mean, it just seemed like it was either, you know, the goal with which he was by absolute bomb or.
Yeah, he had a couple there that were over, but it's good to see him, you know, get that one tonight and build his confidence. I thought he had a strong game for us, so. I was excited about the way he played, and for him to get that goal is important just for his confidence and for him to continue to shoot back there.
Just one of those games where attention to little details made a difference at the end.
Yeah, that's something we've been harping on a lot, and I thought, you know, we continued, even when we got down 3-1, to stay with what we wanted to do and stay with the plan. And I think guys were, that was the message, and even the players had that message. So that was important to us, that we just stayed with what we were doing. And you know, sometimes you have a tendency to go off the page a little bit when you get down to try to maybe do more than you're supposed to, or try to do things by yourself. But I thought we stuck together, and we executed the way we needed to.
Thank you.